Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Wheels, I was just telling Rage, I've said this so many times, but it entertains me. Like, I've been doing this for 26 years, every day, 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. Had my time. But when I drive home and someone on Redbird Rush Hour mentions my name, I am like a little girl.
It's like, that's me.
Totally. Driving home last night listening and you're like, oh, I have a question here that Dave Glover asked. I'm like, that's my name.
Dave. I'm Dave. That's funny.
I get a kick out of it. You want me to stay after today?
Well, you can, but you'd be alone.
You're not going to be here either.
There's no show.
Don't you have to do like 10 minutes a show?
I don't think so.
Really?
It's an East Coast game.
Just play some music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm spacing on the time. Is it a 6:10 game?
6:10 game.
Yeah, so 5:15, they might just take the news a little long. I don't know for sure. Maybe. Maybe there's way you can do the 5 minutes.
Yeah, neither does Steve. Because when I walked in today, I said to our boss, Steve, who, by the way, today is dressed just like Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And I said, hey, if you want me to take it
to— Did he roll his car?
Good one. Said, you want me to take it to 5:15? He goes, yeah, you can if you want. So maybe he's just being a smartass.
I get
you. Yeah.
I mean, that little window there is either Matt and I talking or Matt just does it or sometimes news goes long. But I can't imagine we're going to go that long with the news because we got to be out. The break would be at 10, so it might be just news. Because 15 is when the pregame starts.
Then I shall leave.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about it. If there is anything there, it's going to be like 1 minute, 2 minutes.
Well, here's something weird that happened. This is legit weird to me. And it happened right in front of Rach. So we're in the office. It's about 12:15. And I say to her, I want you to look at something I wrote on my show sheet. And I showed it to her, and it says, Headless Chicken. And there was a story that we did 20 years ago on DGS about Mike the Headless Chicken, who was a sideshow chicken who lost his head, and the guy took him around. He lived for years. That's not the weird part. I was just going to bring it up again and entertain people with Mike the Headless Chicken. And then I wrote that down this morning about 7 a.m., and today at 12:15, I'm going through my news feed on Apple, and there's the story about Mike the Headless Chicken. I 100% did not see it before that. Something I saw just made me think of it.
Did you say it out loud near your phone?
No, because I was by myself.
Did you search it?
No.
Or did you just write it down?
Positive. I just
wrote
it down.
Oh, yeah, the Headless Chicken guy.
No, because I didn't remember his name. I thought it was Pete.
Okay.
And so I just wrote down Headless Chicken.
Gotcha.
Because I thought it'd be more fun to try to guess his name.
Okay, that's bizarre.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's not like my phone reading my mind, that's quite a coincidence.
Maybe you are running the simulation.
Sometimes I think that. I'm like, you're just ruining this for everyone. Stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, do a better job, please.
Yeah, no kidding. You need to take it up a notch.
Got to lock in.
No doubt.
Vic brought up something that I was kind of wanting to address.
Okay.
Wheels in a collared shirt?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So this is I wore one last week too, right? The turquoise one. Because I do this thing where for months and months and months on end, I live out of my laundry basket and I just don't look in my closet. And I just was looking for something and I'm like, oh, there's a shirt I like. Ah, there's another one I like. There's another one. I've got like a few that have just been sitting there not getting used because I just forgot they were there.
How do you...
And this is a great, like, really hot day shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a super thin, almost like a South Florida old Cuban guy shirt.
Good, making me hot.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you just buy things as you need them or do you like do a twice yearly shopping thing?
Just whenever I need them. Like soon I'm going to need shorts. You know, probably just a couple to add to the current collection because some are getting old and, you know, just don't. But I'm not really like, no, I don't constantly update.
Rach, you don't seem like a, hey, let's go shopping kind
of
girl.
No, I'm not. First of all, I'm poor, so I can't do that. And the other thing is, I'm not into super trendy clothes. Like, actually what I'm wearing today is one of the more trendy items that I wear, and it's just like a beige vest thing.
Yeah, you two look like you're going to a wedding together.
A little bit. We match
got the same
perfectly.
Color, yeah.
But yeah, I was talking about this with Amy yesterday, because Amy and I matched, as we often do, because we both just wear, like, solid colors and try to just go for classic styles. I don't like overly trendy stuff. And part of that also does play into the poor thing. You know, if you don't have to keep buying stuff if you just buy, like, things that look good for several years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, as far as I'm concerned, if you never try to be fashionable, then you never have to worry about it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's true, too.
The stuff I have is basically just always neutral. It's never in or out.
Yeah.
Like plain t-shirts, rock, you know, band shirts, jerseys, stuff like that. It's just always what it is.
I am day one of my new Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Oh, how's that going?
Well, they feel pretty good.
Pretty comfy?
Pretty comfy. My last ones got me through all of COVID.
Wow.
I know.
So those have been going for like 6 years?
They were like half gone, too.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's kind of my standard. When the sole wears out and my foot starts to wear through, that's time to get new shoes.
Amy didn't let me off the hook, though.
No.
About the toes thing.
No.
She does not like it.
She confronted you about your toes?
No.
Dave actually brought it up first.
I brought it up.
He's like preemptively taking it away.
I knew she'd be uncomfortable, so I brought it up. And Wheels was like, he did like a 10-minute soliloquy on.
When did feet become gross?
I don't know where this came from. And I didn't expect Amy to be like, you're right, feet are awesome. She was just like, yeah.
She's like, I love them.
I just don't know when it became like, because I think it's something within the last 15, 20 years. Before that, nobody was ever like, ooh, gross feet. Ever. Mm-hmm. Like nobody, it was not a thing. It wasn't like the way, I'm not saying nobody was that way. I'm saying it wasn't a conversation. It wasn't like a, nobody would talk about it. It wasn't like anytime saw you with something like sandals on, people like, oh, nice mandals, dude. Like that's new. I don't know what started that.
I think it's all the people who like feet got together on the internet. And then we all started reconsidering showing feet on a day-by-day basis.
I'm very agnostic about feet.
I couldn't care. Freak. They're just feet. They're just there. You have them.
I like the freak.
I love freak, though.
Show me some sexy freak.
Some freak, though. That's pretty great.
That's the last thing you hear before someone kills you with a shovel.
Show me those freak.
I got you for your freak.
They call this a sling blade.
No, I remember the first time I heard about a foot fetish, and I'm pretty open-minded dude, and I was just like,
really?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
But like, how old were you when you first understood that that existed? Because I think I was in my 40s before I knew that that was a thing that anybody cared about.
Yeah, I probably made it through my 20s without someone really referencing it.
Okay. Never heard of it before, like, I don't know, whatever was it, 15 years ago?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
probably because it just wasn't, like, I think the internet changed it.
Yeah.
People realized,
Rach is also not giving any ground here.
Are you
a non-foot person?
I don't really care for feet, but I'm also not going to, like, be upset if they're out. I definitely don't. I'm definitely not like, ooh, yeah. Now, so glad you took your shoes off.
I am down on the whole, like, bare feet in a plane, movie theater, whatever.
Yeah,
because feet can smell, and when you're in public, don't do that. But if you're just walking around, not stopping and sitting and putting your feet up by someone, who cares?
Yeah, you know what, though? I mean, I'm a big sandal guy, and to answer everyone's questions on the stream, as far as I know, they're brand new.
Yeah, but they look new.
I did get them from eBay. They were in the right package. They had no marks on them.
Did they have all the little paper wrapped
in
there? Okay.
They did. So they were little sandal condoms. Yeah, they whole thing.
Do those come with the spacers that keep them from getting flat or no? Because a lot of shoes have those little cardboard spacers that go in there so the shoe doesn't get squished.
No, it was more just like paper mache kind of stuff. Yeah. Tell you one thing that scared me, though, about feet. When we were doing our first Limp Mansion show, they took us for a tour of the caverns, the caves, the catacombs, and all we had were flashlights. And we turned a corner, and my memory was, could be distorted, there was like a giant bin, like almost the size of the kind of things that like truckers haul, full of wooden feet. Because like the Brown Shoe Company used to keep.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I could have done without that. baby Warnick dude next time. Walk around the corner. You're already.
You're like, are those. Okay, they're
butthole clenched, and you see 12,000 feet. Anyway, Mike the Headless Chicken.
What?
That's
how did
crazy,
we get
man.
Off of that on
this
feet?
Is back in like the 30s, 40s, 50s, in the before time. And I guess a farmer went to cut a chicken's head off, and it ran around like they're apt to do. And this one just kept running. And evidently, they cut off everything but his brainstem. And this guy traveled with Mike on the road for years, and he fed him. He would crush up corn. Yes. And he would put it into his neck with an eyedropper, and that's how Mike lived. I have a cousin like that.
Oh, but why?
Why or how?
why would you do that?
Well,
Mike had no choice.
No, I know. But, like, why would you do that?
Guy made a fortune, I guess, traveling around.
He's like, this chicken has no head. Check it out.
Did he make a fortune, or did he make, like, a few pennies here and there?
I mean, he did it for years.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
It also seems kind of cruel.
I mean, someone had to feed Mike. That neck's not going to feed itself.
Mm-hmm. Like once you've taken that step, maybe just finish the job.
Yeah, that'd be a way to go, for sure. Oops, didn't get all that one. I remember seeing my grandma wrench a chicken's neck. I'm not sure that's the proper term, but that's what she said. And I just remember one time her in the backyard just yang, yang, yang. That was something.
Some country living.
So it was. I was old enough.
The only chicken neck I've ever seen is in a grocery store.
I remember when they got indoor plumbing.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good start.
Yeah.
What if you came into possession of Mike?
I would take care of him.
That's very nice.
You never finished your story about, like, telling Amy about your bare feet. What happened?
That was it. She just didn't let me off the hook. No. I didn't expect her to.
Yeah, she wasn't militant or anything. She was just like, nope.
And to be clear, letting you off the hook would have been her saying, like, I really like the fact that you're wearing sandals.
No. I don't expect her to go from, to like, wow, that's sexy. No, I wanted to just, like, get it out there.
Yeah.
Know? Like, hey, I'm wearing Birkenstocks. It's my first day. Give me a break.
And she was, like, quietly disappointed.
No.
You know Amy. No. Amy's always sweet about
everything.
She played
it pretty chill. Yeah, she's way more shamey and judgy about the food.
The food.
When we have KFC or whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, KFC again.
Imagine if you're eating original recipe KFC and dropped a greasy chicken leg on your exposed foot.
I didn't mean that.
She'd probably just be like.
Oh, yeah.
I have to quit.
Yeah.
I
just need to leave here. Can't be near you.
I must go away. Welcome back, guys. DG, SNK, MOX. Happy Tuesday, 122. Oh, I think I might have gotten my first sign that in addition to losing my testosterone, I'm losing my whimsy.
What happened?
My TikTok has shown me several times with great excitement and amazing enthusiasm from the people in the comments. The live version action Scooby-Doo puppy has been revealed.
Oh?
See? Even that guy with no whimsy at all is like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of expected it to be a brown dog, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
He's really cute, but he doesn't look anything like Scooby-Doo.
Well, it's because he's a puppy.
Yeah, but he's not even like the same breed as Scoob.
Man, I hope you guys.
That's actually a good point.
He's not even Scoob. Is he
even
like
a great Dane?
No, that's like a Labrador.
Yeah, Scooby's a Great Dane.
Yeah, but that dog that I'm looking at in that puppy, that ain't no Labrador.
Now I'm in. Now I'm
sorry. That's not a what do you call it?
Great Dane.
Great Dane.
I have Scooby derangement syndrome.
I mean, he's very cute. I don't want to disparage the pup
puppies are cute.
By any means.
All the comments on the tweet are like, that's not Scooby-Doo.
It's not.
Everybody's like, that's a lab. That's not Scooby-Doo.
I'm so glad I brought it up.
Why
I wasn't going to bring
that
up at all.
How hard would it have been to find a Great Dane puppy?
Now I'm angry.
What are we doing?
I went from not caring to angry.
I also, if I could, I love the original live action Scooby-Doo from like the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's a thing for me too.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I think Matthew Lillard was born to be Shaggy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's everyone is like perfect casting. I just don't understand the point of redo. I mean, the point is to make more money, so sure. But they could have just left that one alone.
The one on the scary island took Phoebe about 10 tries. So I watched the first half of that a bunch. Know that one well.
That's just wrong. Why would you do that to Scoob?
Maybe it is a Great Dane puppy.
Yeah, it's maybe not a Great Dane. I've seen Great Dane puppies. That is not a Great Dane puppy. That's a lab.
It's messed up, man.
That is a Labrador of some kind. A retriever of some kind. He's cute, though. I'll take the pup.
Wait a second. This article I'm looking at here is calling it a Great Dane puppy.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can a Great Dane look exactly like a Labrador?
I don't know. I've never seen a Great Dane pup that looked like that, but doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Can you Google whether it's a Great Dane pup?
I'm looking.
So we can just put this to bed.
Well, when I Google Great Dane puppy, all these Scooby-Doo stories come up.
It's the man keeping
you
down.
This is investigative reporting right here. I mean, he looks... they look more like labs than I would think. Like, just the generic photos of Great Dane puppies, but they don't look exactly like labs. This new Scoob looks like a lab to me. But again, I'm not a vet or whatever, so...
Don't sell yourself short. In Grafton, you might be. DSL, interesting name, says, hi, Dave. Don't have a problem with your sandals outside of a workplace. In a workplace, no, not professional, but that's my opinion. Might even be a liability to the employer. In my office, it is. Now I'm intrigued. Why would sandals be a liability?
Maybe for safety reasons.
Who am I going to hurt with my feet?
Well, I mean, not here, but at like a place
where
people are
moving
things.
If I were running heavy
things.
Equipment.
Right.
But I work in a place where people wear their pajamas.
Yeah, here's the thing. If women are allowed to wear sandals in the workplace, then so are men.
There you go.
We can't discriminate based on your feet.
But
dogs
also,
or no dogs.
Either do- yes.
But also,
Scoobs or no Scoobs.
It's all relative to where you work.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if I'm a lawyer and I've got a case in front of the state Supreme Court, I'd say yeah, sandals are probably inappropriate and unprofessional. I'm saying words into a microphone. What's the difference?
I once lost a major motion in a case to a lawyer wearing shorts, sandals, and a bucket hat. He like ran St. Clair County over on the east side, and I had a great case, and I presented it, and I had been briefed in the whole bit, summary judgment, and this cad goes, I think there's issues of fact. The judge is like, I agree. And I'm like, I just lost to Gilligan? Like, are you the hell? Didn't know how that system worked before. We're going to talk about this with Brad Young at 2 p.m., among other cases. But Nick Reiner, who seems to very much have killed his parents, is trying to get his inheritance so that he can pay his legal defense. Making the argument that in America, you are innocent until proven guilty. I'm innocent, and you need to give me my money. And someday, if I'm found guilty, you can stop giving me money.
I mean, I can't really argue with that. I happen to think that he killed his parents, but I also, could I prove it in a court of law right now? No. He has not been proven guilty. And if he has a right to that money, I guess it's his money.
Does presumed innocent mean that you just get normal treatment when you're on trial? Like, he has access to lawyers. He can have a free lawyer.
I don't know. Something's
like, are you entitled to the most expensive lawyer your money can afford?
I would think so. I think you can
if
get any lawyer
money.
You want.
Well, I'm saying, right, but it's not his until the will is handed out.
Right.
Well, don't all proceedings have to be handled before the will is actually dealt with?
I don't know. That's why we have Brad.
Yeah, good question. Yeah.
You mean like in a criminal case?
If I knew the answer to that question, I wouldn't be wearing sandals.
I would think they would be like two totally separate things.
Well, I would mean that if
someone
like,
tells me there's a statute on this.
This is a great question. I mean, I have no idea, but what I'm wondering is if the parents, forget whether it's the Reiners or anybody else, if the parents are murdered in some way, shape, or form, does the investigation of that hold back managing the estate or settling the estate? I have no idea. That's my question.
My guess is yes.
Yeah.
But it's
because that's part of this. This is part of sorting that out.
Yeah.
And I guess, wouldn't there be precedent? Haven't there been other people who have killed their parents and tried to do this? I mean, you would think that there's some precedent to it.
You only have to wait 30 minutes to find out.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Should we take a quick break and do this on the other side?
Yes. I'm sorry. I did not realize it was so late.
That's okay. I'm wearing sandals. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A lot of religious stuff going on right now. We talked about how the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, I don't think they like being called Mormons. I could be wrong, but I don't think they do, are really upset because the Pentagon narrowed down the religions that the chaplains have to be well-versed in. And they didn't get rid of Mormonism, but they said, well, it's not a Christian religion. Here are the Christian religions, and you're just below that line. So Mike Lee, who's a senator from Utah, who happens to also be Mormon, is really pissed and has been posting a bunch of stuff, and he's just outraged about it, which, of course, has led to people, well, maybe you should be actual Christians, or maybe you should this or that, but that's a big deal. And now, have you seen the Steven Spielberg stuff?
No.
He did an interview and said that his new movie, Disclosure, is Disclosure or Disclosure Day?
Disclosure Day.
Disclosure Day was going to make everyone rethink their religious views, especially Christians. So, of course, you know, the backlash, which is fine. Like, I'm not saying, you know, stupid Christians shouldn't be. No, like, go get them, whatever you want to do. But that's interesting to me that he would say that.
Why would a movie do that?
I guess the whole I'm going to convince you so much that aliens exist that's going to be incompatible with your biblical views. It's my best guess.
Okay.
I mean that's kind of a...
It's a fictional movie.
Yeah, it's kind of a pretty egotistical
thing. It's not a documentary.
Like, you don't even want to watch this because it's going to shake your faith to its core. Like,
unless he really is part of the conspiracy.
And I made it all up.
Unless that conspiracy that this is the beginning of actual disclosure, unless that's right, I don't know what he's talking about.
Janelle says there's a big religion aspect to the movie.
I believe that.
Educate us, Janelle. You need to be here every day. Yeah, what the hell are you doing? Are you working?
I mean, it's not a matter of whether I believe there isn't a religious element to it, but it is a fictional work, and I'm not sure that very many people are going to be challenged by fiction in their beliefs. Whether they should or shouldn't is not what I'm judging. What I'm saying is I don't think they are.
See, I think, and Janelle will be much better on this, but I get the idea.
I can't wait to see this movie, by the way.
That Steven Spielberg sort of flirting with it, you know, where he's like, well, it's not based on the actual truth, wink, wink, but I'm telling, you know what I'm saying? Like, this whole time he's led me down the primrose path where I'm thinking he knows something. And,
maybe this is all just brilliant marketing.
Probably so.
Which is weird because his name being on something does all that for him.
Sure.
At this point in his career, I mean, if his name's on it, people are going to see it.
Yeah, Spielberg movie about aliens.
Yeah, like you could just take my money now. Just open my wallet and take my money. Because it's coming. I'm going to see it.
Is it out there now?
This weekend.
Okay. Julie Lally invited me to go last night, but I couldn't. But yeah. So Janelle says she'll tell us about it tomorrow.
Great.
Because we have a game on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Janelle will be on tomorrow.
Cool.
So tomorrow at 3 p.m. you'll hear all about it.
Nice. Can't wait because I'm dying to see this one. I think this is a really good, this looks like it's going to be a really good summer.
Yeah,
for big movies.
I'm more excited this summer.
With Spider-Man and Doomsday. And I'm not going to list them all, but there's a bunch this summer that seem pretty good.
That's surprising because you're a lister.
I know.
Right, Rach?
I am very much a lister. Yeah, I list things.
Yeah, like Bubba Gump.
100%.
He just starts listing. Just get him going.
Yep. Shrimp gumbo.
Yep.
Fried shrimp. Shrimp po' boy.
By the way,
Black and shrimp.
I need to clear up some controversy. Wiggins sat in with us yesterday for the Sweet 16 of beef, which followed the Sweet 16 of chicken. Next week, pork?
Maybe. That sounds good to me.
Pork the lesser white meat?
No, you can't say that.
I wouldn't say lesser, but it's certainly not as, what would you say?
Sexy?
It's not as commonly used as chicken. I think chicken's more prevalent.
Oh, I think we can get 16 porks.
I'm sure. No, I know we can.
Said that before.
But they're all basically similar, right?
But at the end of the it was down to filet mignon versus hot dog, and you all voted filet mignon.
Yeah.
But I yelled hot dog. And Wiggins said when he walked out to leave, Michael Calhoun, who wins an NBA award every other week, said to him excitedly, "Who won the Sweet 16?" And he said, "I don't know. I don't know if Dave was being funny or if he made an executive decision that hot dog won."
Oh, yeah.
I didn't override.
No, you're being funny.
It was steak.
Yeah.
It was steak. Then we can take the chicken winner and have him face off against the beef winner, which we should have yesterday.
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't do our super winner.
And then now I'm doubling down on pork. Now that you're crapping on it.
Well, I'm not crapping on it. I'm just, I guess you can do with pork anything you can do to chicken. Just it's just not as common.
Well, there's also, you got the pork chops, you got the pork steaks.
Well, those are the same thing.
Ham, bacon.
Are pork steaks and pork chops basically the same thing?
No. No, it's a different cut.
What's that?
Pork chops and pork steaks.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard of a pork steak till I moved to St. Louis.
I don't claim to know what a pork chop is, but a pork steak is just a steak cut from the pork butt. So...
Well, you get like marbling with a pork steak that you don't get. A chop is usually just like, it's just the meat.
That's what I thought.
And you might have some fat around like the outside that you can see, I think. But the pork steak, like there's fat marbling within it for sure.
Okay.
I love this show.
Yeah.
And it's just, you can get it a lot more tender than the chop.
This is the same segment where we're like, oh, Christians are mad because Spielberg. Then we're like, no. The pork chop is completely, completely different.
I'm trying to think of like a one-to-one comparison of Steven Spielberg saying something like that. Like claiming a fictional work is going to completely change the way you feel about your own real life.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get why it's insulting. To hear,
sure.
Like, okay, man,
you know this thing that you've based your life and your kids' lives on?
It must be some movie.
Just wait till you see this movie.
Is it insulting or is he just being delusional?
I'm
legit asking. I'm not trying to question whether it is or isn't.
But I don't think he's trying to be insulting, but it's like, it would be insulting to a person of faith to be like, wait until you see Star Wars. It's going to blow your mind, man. You're just going to throw that Bible.
Which is fascinating. And I think you're right, but it's fascinating because so many people, and I'm not even picking any denomination, but so many people that are very religious do that to other people all the time. Tell them they're wrong. Tell them they're not doing it right. Their beliefs aren't right, whatever. Like, you guys do the same. And again, not everyone, but there are people within every religious branch that talk to other people like they're wrong because they're not like you. So that's insulting, right?
Sure.
So they deserve it, is what you're
saying. Not saying that. I'm just saying I find it interesting that we get insulted when someone
does. Christians are the pork of religion.
I didn't say Christians.
Well, I mean, are people like insulted and like ripping their hair out and like, cancel this man? Or is it just like, wow, really? Did you really just, like, to me, it's just like, what a stupid thing to say.
Agreed.
I hope you're enjoying this attention and publicity that you're so clearly gunning for right now.
And totally not necessary.
It was a silly thing to say.
Yeah. It is.
Janelle's giving us little clues. This is one reason you should be on the stream on Facebook or YouTube. She's saying, temper your expectations. I would say it's more about his generation than younger ones. Maybe an existential crisis more akin to someone of his generation. So,
okay.
Old Christians are going to be scared.
So old people.
Yeah.
Ah! So now they're going to be mad. AARP is coming for Spielberg.
Never know. I had a moment this morning. I get these moments quite often where I was watching something and they said, do you know what a microprocessor is? Let me show you. And they took you down on a microscopic level and there is a human hair. We all know how big those are. And then surrounding them were these things, these pieces of machine that we built. And I'm like, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. Then they show the inside of a plane, like the inside of its wing, and all the little pieces of metal that someone evidently carved with a spoon and then put them together with rubber things. And I'm like, no, I'm the same species as whoever did that. And they didn't do it. It just seems made up.
This is magic.
It seems ridiculous. It just seems ridiculous that the same thing as me could do that. You ever think that way?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
There are people who are just operating at a different level.
No doubt.
But in different, sure. But there are people in that group that will see or hear something you can do and go, how do they do that?
Yes, I'm sure they'd be amazed by me.
I'm just saying, there are people out there.
A plane.
There are people out there that can do that, but they'd be like, man, I can't believe this guy can talk for 4 hours.
Have you seen the bald guy catch quarters off his elbow? It's really something to see.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
He's the same species as me. He can't do that.
Watch this.
Watch this. Take that, microprocessor builder. Dumbass. Welcome back, DGS and KMOX 149. We have Brad Young coming up at 2 p.m., Ricky Horton coming up at 3 p.m., and the Think Tank with Jeff Rainford and David Barklage at 4 p.m. In between there, it's just nonsense about chickens eating out of their neck, that kind of thing. You know, the stuff that KMOX is known for. Rach, you want to talk about how much you love Chef Mo or how much you hate FIFA?
Ooh, okay, we could probably talk about both here. Okay. We probably have time. Do you know who Chef Mo is, Dave? You don't?
I don't. Oh. I probably do, but I don't know.
Did we not talk about him when you were here? Or did we talk when you were out?
We might have just talked about him off the air, Reels. I don't even know if we ever even talked about him on the show. But Chef Mo is a TikTok and social media star, and he basically will show you how to cook different meals for your family, like under a certain amount of money.
Oh, don't know him.
So yeah, he'd be like, we can feed a family on $5 and he'll show you exactly how.
I pretty much just watched 6-inch Grandma, the puppet.
Okay.
Well, now we know.
Well, I just love that someone like Chef Mo exists and that he's becoming successful, like showing people how they... First of all, you don't have to be ashamed if you don't have a lot of money.
Does it seem legit?
Oh, no, he's real. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
No. I meant like if he said, here's a meal for the whole family for $15, you go...
No, he buys the ingredients and shows you how to cook it.
He buys it in the store, shows you what it is and how to cook it to make it taste better.
That's cool.
So if it's like one of the things he did was a variation off a can of just canned beef stew. Right. But it was cheap. And he took that with some egg noodles and some veggies. And then he just the techniques to cook it and the things you add. And there's some tomato sauce thing he added makes it a better product than it would be if you just open the can and eat it. So it's more tasty and it serves like 5-6 people for $5.
Very cool.
Yeah,
it is cool. And it's also such a shift from the way maybe TikTok started out. I think TikTok originally was like, oh, lifestyle goals. And they were caught like focusing on people who seemed rich. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, it's more eye catching if you're in like a clean, nice, expensive looking apartment. So we like boost these videos more than someone who's clearly filming in like a trailer or something. So they were wanting to put forth this certain lifestyle. And that's kind of what the goal was on TikTok for a long time. I'm happy that a more like normal common form of living is like rising to the top and more people are going like, this is neat that we have resources for that. I also think it's a sign of how things are going in the country to where like so many people are seeing this kind of content and relating to it and saying like, how do I feed my family of four for $10?
I know we're talking about Chef Mo, but you just brought up a point that's it's so absolutely true. It's so absolutely obvious. But when you said it, it just hit me like you punched me in the face. Almost none of us are rich worldwide. And yet they are the focus of, I understand being the focus of our fantasies, like because we're not that. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, there's so much focus on them, like you know, movies and television and books. And almost none of us are that thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's just... We have been kind of sold this lie of like, that could be you someday. Yeah. And it's like, probably not, though. Like, right. Statistically, probably not.
Yeah.
Is there an outside chance? Sure. But obviously, it's not going to happen for everyone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, let's talk about FIFA for a second here. I'm joining you guys in your hatred for FIFA because they did something just very shameful, I feel like, in Kansas City. FIFA booked tens of thousands of Kansas City hotel rooms for the World Cup and then ended up canceling 75% of them at the last minute.
Right on brand.
And these hotel owners are going like, yeah, this really stinks. This was like a majority of our rooms that we had blocked out. Mm-hmm. And now we can't sell them. So we're losing a ton of money just because FIFA changed their mind at the last second. And it just feels like they just get to push everybody around and do whatever they want. And it's kind of like, well, if you want us to be a part of this, like, you just have to do whatever we say, whether or not it's convenient for you, whether or not it's profitable for you. Just feels like a huge bummer. I feel terrible for those business owners in KC.
Yeah. Again, very on brand, wouldn't you say?
FIFA is known for this. This is what they do. They're always, always on the crooked side of things. They are an awful organization. And I say that, you know, covering a sport that's also awful like the NFL. But FIFA's worse than the NFL, and that's saying a lot. They are always doing this stuff. Every country they go to, everything that it's always like this. For the World Cups, I'm talking about.
The sport's just more popular
it's
than
so
they are
big,
crappy.
Yeah, it's so big that your choice is either deal with it or just don't. You won't be a part of what they're doing. Mm.
And it looks like they've actually scared off other events from happening this summer, like conventions, sure. Concerts, because they're like, well, we don't want to do a KC because they're going to be dealing with the mm-hmm. World Cup. So now those hotel rooms just... they don't get sold. They don't get business. It's not okay.
You hate them more than you love Chef Mo?
No, I love Chef Mo a lot. Okay. I think he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Choose love.